Good morning. Appreciate what has gone before. It's always a good reminder that we need to be praising the Lord. You know, I love that what Brother Thomas said about the other creation, you know, all the trees and the birds and all that kind of stuff. They're declaring the glory of God 24/7.
That's right.
What's the one creation that doesn't declare the glory of God 24/7? Me. It's a humbling reminder that we need to do a better job. Like I said, I appreciate what has gone before. If you would, turn with me to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, and I just want to read a few verses real quick. Try not to take too much time. Luke chapter 5, verse 27. And after these things, he, as Jesus, went forth and saw a publican named Levi, sitting in the receipt of the custom, and he said unto him, "Follow me." And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with them. But the scribes and the Pharisees murmured against the disciples, saying, "Why do they eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus answering, said unto them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Those that look upon themselves as being whole are in need of nothing, right? They don't need anything. They're good. But they that are sick, they that are broken, they that are sorrowful, those are the ones that are in need of that physician. You know, I love that song, "The Great Physician." Talking about Jesus Christ. He comes. He's come, and he comes because he came to wipe away our sins. And one of these days, he's going to call us home. And all the problems that we face in this life, all the illnesses, all the trials, all the tribulations, all of that will be gone. Great Physician. Jesus told these scribes and Pharisees, you know, they were criticizing Jesus for sitting down and eating with these publicans and these sinners. Publicans and sinners. You know, Dad said this morning that church has been here a long time. And you know who constituted this church? A group of sinners. You know who's still at this church? A group of sinners. That's what we are. Now, thankfully, by the grace and mercy of the Lord, we don't have to be sinners by practice. But we still have that old sin nature about us. But we are. That's the thing. I've heard that joke one time. It's like, you know, if you ever find the perfect church, don't join it, because it won't be perfect anymore. Well, we know this, we're not going to find that perfect church here on earth. But we have to come to realization of how we are. What's in our heart? Are we the broken and contrite spirit, or are we the ones who think that we're whole? Do you remember the church at Laodicea? Over in Revelation, the Lord spoke words to the seven churches, but at Laodicea, he was telling them that they had need of nothing, right? That's what they felt like. They were enriched and increased with goods and had need of nothing. But the Lord told them that they were in trouble. Their eyes were blinded from it. They didn't see the need of a Savior. That's like these scribes and Pharisees are talking about. It was offensive to them that Jesus would come and sit with those publicans. You know what a publican was, right? He was one of those tax collectors. Ooh, we don't even like tax collectors nowadays. But these were Jewish people that were employed by the Romans to get Roman taxes from the Jewish people. Can you imagine that? These Jews that would have turned their backs on their own people to profit. And that's one of the reasons that Levi was able to do a great feast. Most of these publicans, you know, they would skim off a little top, or, you know, they were paid very well by the Romans. So, I mean, they were wealthy people. I mean, that was a really nice, lush job to have. A lot of the Jews saw that as an offense. They were gaining and profiting off the hard work of their own fellow brethren. So they were looked down upon. The publicans were really looked down upon. So publicans and sinners. Well, I tell you, sometimes we have to come to the realization we're all sinners. I've heard, you know, there's only two types of sinners. Ones that know it and ones that don't. And the ones that don't know it, those are the ones who look upon themselves as being whole. And Jesus said, those that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You know, sometimes we have to just stop and think. And like Brother Thomas brought before us, it's being praised. We're going to praise the Lord better. I tell you what, the one that wants to praise the Lord better is the one who knows that he is in need of a Savior. The one who knows that his victory is in Jesus. That's the one who wants to shout his praises.
Amen.
But the one that's full,
amen,
the one that's whole, the one that's satisfied, over like in the church in Laodicea, the one that's lukewarm, that's the one that's not going to be praising much, or if any. That Proverbs 27, verse 7, the full soul loatheth the honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You know, ones that are hunger. You know, if you go without eating for a while, you're thankful to get something to eat, right? What's that over in Matthew chapter 5? They that do hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Are we hungering and we're thirsting after righteousness? Do we have that hungry soul? Or are we the full soul? That full soul that loatheth the honeycomb. You know, if after you eat a big meal, you know, you're stuffed to the gills, like on Thanksgiving, you know. That's what we like to do, like especially around my house. We like to eat a lot, and we're just stuffed to the gills. And then somebody gives you something else to eat. Oh, no, I can't eat another bite. The full soul loatheth the honeycomb. But remember, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those are the ones who know the condition we're in. Those are the ones who know we're in need of that Savior, that great physician. Those are the ones who are longing to be with Him, longing to read His Word, longing to spend some time with Him in praise, and especially praise His name when we have the opportunity.
Amen.
In nothing, in Matthew chapter 5, we see those Beatitudes. I tell you, the world will look upon those Beatitudes and be like, I don't want to be like any of those. Because in verse 3, Matthew chapter 5 says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God, of heaven. Verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, the world look upon that. Those are poor in spirit. No, I don't want to be poor in spirit. Those that are that mourn, I don't want to mourn. Those that are meek, the world looks at meekness as weakness, doesn't it? But these are the ones who know they're in need of a physician. These are the ones who are sick, if you will. Like Jesus said, the ones that are sick need a physician. Brothers and sisters, when we go through this life, especially when we come to the house of the Lord, it's our time. This is precious time we have that is set aside from everything that we have to deal with in a week, that we get to sit and listen to His Word. We get to sit and sing His praises, right? We get to sing with our voice. Now, some people say, well, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. That doesn't matter. Lord looks upon the heart, right? If we're singing from that heart, like Elder Thomas was talking about, that heart that's been touched, they've given that heart of flesh. We know we're broken. We know we're sinners, brothers and sisters, and we know that there's victory in Jesus. Those are the ones who are going to be praising Him more. But we have to think about that. We have to keep that in our mind. I'm broken. I'm sick. I am in need of a Savior. That's one of the reasons the gospel is such great news to the child of God, the born-again child of God. He knows that he's in need of a Savior. He knows that he's sick. He knows that he's broken. But the great physician is our Lord. Victory in Jesus. Oh, and that song just gives you some ump behind your step when you're thinking about, well, I have victory in Jesus. So oftentimes in this life, we just see failure after failure. Things come our way. Some things just rock our world. But that's okay. I have victory in Jesus, that great physician. Yes, I am broken. Yes, I am sick. But my Lord is going to make me whole. So let's keep that in our minds, thinking about, I want that to be. I need to keep that hungering and thirsting alive. You know, that's the thing about the Word of God. When we leave it off, we don't just get hungry and hungry for the Word. We start losing our appetite. Best way to keep that appetite fresh, the way to keep that hungering and thirsting after righteousness is to get more of it. Read more. Spend more time with His Word. Spend more time in prayer and praying to God. You know, we have that blessed opportunity that we could talk to the Lord. We don't have to come into a confessional. We don't have to worry about sending our prayers to someone else. No, we get to talk to the very one who listens, because our God is a living God. He has ears that can hear, eyes that can see, a mouth that can speak. Brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity to spend time with Him. But the ones who are going to spend time with Him and receive time with Him are those that diligently seek Him. Those that know I am in need of that Savior. Those that feel sick and broken. Those that do mourn. Those that are longing to be with Him. Those that know what condition I'm in. Over in Timothy, 1 Timothy, just had it come to me. Come on. 1 Timothy 1:15. Paul says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save the better ones, to save the whole ones, to save the ones that did enough." That's not what the Word says. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners." And Paul says, "In whom I am chief." I know sometimes a lot of us like to think, well, I have to claim that title. I'm the chief of sinners. Now, I'm convinced I know what Paul was referring to. You know, there was nobody during that time that he did more to try to destroy the church than Saul of Tarsus. Can you imagine this brother knowing that he has that knowledge? The Lord, when he converted him, when he struck him down on the road to Damascus, he didn't take those memories away. He knows full well what he had done in the past. And us, we know full well what we have done in the past. But thanks be unto God, that's in the past. The Lord took away my sins, that they're to be remembered against me no more. Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Brothers and sisters, remember, we have hope in Christ. That's where our true strength comes from. That's why we need to be going through this life, that pilgrim perspective, longing to spend some time with Him, longing for our home in heaven, and keeping it hungering and thirsting after Him. Because we are sick. We are broken. That's why we need to be leaning on the one who is whole. Who the one who can help. Where real help lies. So the Lord came not to save the whole, but to save sinners. And Paul was writing, says, the Lord came to save sinners. That's the good news of the gospel. That gets me. That includes me. I'm in that group. I'm those sinners. I'm those sinners. He came to save even me. But be thankful that the Lord has blessed us with His Word. The Lord has blessed us with His love, with His mercy. So let us try not to ever be like that full soul, getting full of this world and think I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. Let's try not to get lukewarm. Let's always try to keep and remain our zeal and fire burning towards Him and wanting to be with Him, and especially praising Him whenever we have the opportunity. But the only ones that are going to do that are the ones that knows they're in need of a Savior. May the Lord bless you.